Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
You can't?
Nope.
I figured.
I can hear you. Of course I can fucking hear you.
Oh, fuck. Finally.
I have Verizon. Done? What do you have? Freaking dial-up fucking phone service or what?
Fuck you. I have Boost.
Oh, Boost. Yeah, and it's definitely not boosting their signal. It's boosting their fucking something else.
I have Telecel from El Paso.
Telecel, fucking. You have Cricket. You have Cricket Worldwide.
Hey, brother. Glad we could get back on here. It's been a rough couple of last 2 days. So.
Yikes. Yeah. You know, you're in your face or what?
Feeding my tummy, and they keep drawing blood for me. Every time I go in there, I tell them, pull out the pancakes. Get all the fucking maple syrup you want.
Get all the maple syrup you want.
Bring your pancakes. I got maple syrup in these veins. Come on. That's what I tell them.
I got maple syrup in these motherfucking veins.
So wait, man. I know you're going to work. So first off, I hope you have a good day. And also.
Man, fuck work.
All right. So question. I think we may have talked about it beforehand. Actually, no. I just brought it up to you. The three conversations you don't have with your lady, your wife, shoot.
Or how about just, since we're in a world now where everybody's so sensitive, how about significant other?
There you go. Fuck, I'll get in trouble since I said wife. Damn.
Yeah, they'd be like, well, they're my husband. They're my boy, girl. But okay, I get you. I see. So we're just going to stay down the road and just say significant other. This is one thing I probably wouldn't have the conversation with is how many hours I spend on Pornhub, how many relationships I had before them, and that their food sucked after they cooked it.
Holy shit! I never even thought about that.
And you know the shitty part is I just had the conversation about number three just a couple days ago. And it was probably the worst thing I've ever done because my wife currently does not even, like, look at me right now. I'm fucking, like, I am literally the shit underneath the shit of a fucking toilet right now.
This is trouble.
Oh, dude, it's fucking bad, dude. It was literally the worst thing I possibly could have said. She was like, well, I want to make spaghetti. And I was like, that's good. I was like, but you're not making it. Because the last time you made spaghetti was horrible. It was shitty as fuck. I went off on this whole tangent.
Why would you say that?
Hold on. I went on this whole tangent. And then, like, I realized what I just said. I looked at her, and I was like, oh, fuck.
You just went unfiltered for, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, so I'll cook dinner, I'll do the dishes, I'll put everything away. Like, that's literally how I've been for the last couple of days. Like, oh, yeah, I'll do this, yep, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you need this, yep, okay, I got that. Like, I've been trying to pay back for it, but that was definitely one of the worst things that I probably just kind of shit myself into.
Right, I got you.
But I would say those are probably the three things that you probably shouldn't have those conversations.
How you doing? Good to see you. I'm actually talking to Phil right now, believe it or not.
Hi, Phil.
It's Karen.
Hey, what's up?
She's walking out of the plaza here.
Hey, look at me.
This is the busiest guy in North America, believe it or not.
He's always busy.
You feeling all right?
I'm living and breathing. I came to see the luck doctor.
Good deal.
So, yeah, and you?
I'm managing. I was booked all week with appointments. I still got one more tomorrow, my EMG graph. So I'll shoot you a text a little bit later.
Yeah, all right. Take care. Love you
got it.
Love you too.
We'll see you. All right. Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
So wait, I have to ask you, was this, how did she mess up spaghetti? I don't even know.
She let it cook too long, and the sauce and like the meat that was in there was shitty as fuck. It was unseasoned. The sauce was like kind of like lukewarm. And I was like, I was like, okay, so all the shit you give me about cooking food, this is the shittiest food that I've ever had from you. Like, and it was the worst thing. I shouldn't have said it. I should have bit my tongue, ate the food, and fucking was like, well, I guess I'm going to go spend more time on Pornhub, you know, and then just moved on.
Note to self, anybody who listens, if you listen, according to Phil, don't tell your wife how shitty their food is. Just fucking lie and move on.
Yeah, fucking bite your tongue and fucking move forward.
Are you trying to say better things are left unsaid,
yes.
Right?
Yes, oh yeah.
Such as, so in your case, it's how shitty the food is, how many hours you spend on the hub, and the third one was how many relationships you had in the past.
Before them.
Okay. Understandable. I couldn't agree with you anymore with that list. That was actually surprising. Number three was real surprising. You're right. I'm going to give you mine.
Uh-oh.
But I really just have a main one, and you said it, number two. I think the biggest thing, you should never talk to your significant other about how many partners you've had in the past. Everybody says, like, this honesty thing is the best thing, but fuck that. That is one thing you do not talk about.
There's some things you can be honest about, but those are, like, one of the things you just don't be honest about. You kind of dance around that answer.
Well, you see,
hey, what did you want from the store? Oh, I got you.
I was a virgin when I met you.
Yeah, I was a virgin. I was a reborn virgin when I met you.
Oh, and the one reason that I asked you again, of course, I was on social media. One of those older videos came up. I guess a couple were talking to each other about their past. There were exes now, of course.
Yeah, of course.
So they weren't together. But they started talking about, they started saying, I guess, things that they never said in the relationship. And it got super heated. So I could only imagine that conversation. Your wife turns into your ex, or your significant turns into your ex, and then y'all later meet up and start saying how y'all truly feel about each other or things that happen. It can get intense.
Dude, I watched one of those the other day, and it was kind of like, it was kind of nice, you know. The biggest thing that I took from it was grow together and have fun together. And the craziest thing is these people played strip beer pong, and they were exes. They were broken up, and they, underneath the cup, they had to do a truth. So under one of these person's cup was, what was the worst thing that you did after you guys broke up? And, like, the girl was like, I started dating our best friend. And, like,
oh shit.
And the boyfriend was like, the ex-boyfriend was just, you could just see it in his face, just like so deteriorated. And I was like, oh shit. And but they weren't together anymore or anything, and like they weren't even, she wasn't even with the best friend anymore. And you could just see him just kind of like just completely just torn away. But then as they kept playing this beer pong and they kept like having fun and telling truths, at the end of it, they actually started dating again.
What the fuck? Well, that's how it happens. I mean, my parents remarried.
Yeah, see, you know, and shit, fucking, you know, if you find that one person that can take your bullshit and you put them through the fucking ringer, hang on to those people, man. And that's one thing that I've learned with Leslie is, and sorry for saying your name, love, but you know, I gotta keep her in there. You know, she's dealt with all my crap and she's still hanging in tough. So I apologize for talking shit about your food too.
Now you're being honest and I like it. Yeah. So, well, yeah, I mean, I like it, but I will always tell my significant, your food is the bomb. Oh, and it always is. I mean, it's only been once or twice, maybe three times.
Oh shit!
That it wasn't up to par.
Don't say specific times, because if you do, you're fucked.
I can't. No, I refuse.
Because you know, the significant other listens to this anchor podcast.
True. So if anybody, so we can leave it at there, because I know you got to go into work. If anybody has any, I guess, topics, or I don't know about topics, but
yeah,
what are conversations you don't have with your significant other? You should
never actually gave your full answer. What was your full answer?
Well, the biggest one was how many partners. That was like the biggest one, was how many partners.
And your browsing habits.
Browsing habits?
Yeah, I'm Pornhub.
The hub?
Yeah.
Well, probably can't be as big as yours. I mean, you said hours.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's one thing. That's one.
And you know what? I don't even have three, to be honest with you. I don't, because the only one that would ever, I think the only thing that would ever really hurt a relationship personally, of course, other than cheating, you know, that's different. But when I'm talking conversation-wise with your significant, personally, it's how many people you've been with in the past. And I hope somebody comes at me hard so we can have a debate, you know. But I am totally not for that. Other than that, I mean, I guess I can lean towards, you know, always tell your wife, don't talk about how shitty each other's food is. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know. I don't have another one. X's? I don't know. Specifics? I don't know.
You're walking down some crazy path.
Do not talk about your significant others with your current, your previous significant others. I can't stress that anymore. Hope somebody comes at me.
Hope somebody comes at me.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to leave it at that. Phil, you got the next one.
Yeah. So. No, I definitely do. You know, thanks for joining in conversations with Pete and Phil. And we're actually going to release two episodes here. We're going to release our May 4th one, you know, chime in with your best boy band, and we'll go from there.
Awesome. Sounds good, brother. Hit me up a little bit later. Have a good day at work.
Yeah, you too.
Peace.
Peace.